I'm Mark Scott. I farm in Wentzville, Missouri, which is about 45 miles northwest of St. Louis. And I'm currently the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council chairman.
As you come to Commodity Classic, what's on your mind? What are you shooting for and hope can be accomplished at this meeting?
Well, we come mainly to network with other farmers and to learn how they're doing things and to make relationships with industry and how they can help our farming operations.
When it comes to the corn utilization, when it comes to new uses for corn, what's top of mind for you?
Well, currently our brightest spot is ethanol and the export opportunities that we have as other countries improve their car emissions. They're depending on ethanol to be their blend to increase their air quality.
I understand that you've been doing more on education and outreach. Tell me about that.
Well, we have several programs for education. We work with Missouri Farmers Care and the St. Louis Cardinals and promote how agriculture, how we help them and show where their food comes from. And that's been a very successful program. But over the years, we're able to show the consumer how corn is produced. And it's been a very good program.
You mentioned the Cardinals, and when I think of Wentzville, I think of being on the edge of St. Louis. What are the challenges of farming where you farm?
Well, I currently farm in St. Charles and Lincoln County, and a lot of people from St. Louis County want to come and live by me now. So it is a struggle. In fact, I just traded planters because the one I had was 18 foot wide on the road, and so I had to narrow down. So there was no way for me to move equipment safely with being over with. So it is a challenge, but I feel like being a good neighbor is my role, and so far we've been able to coexist with the suburban influx.
But you had to do it by downsizing, literally.
Well, in a way, the machine still folds out to the same width, but it's just the transport. And we have to pick our times when we can move on a four-lane highway. Used to be you can move any time, and now it's usually from 10 o'clock to noon is our optimum time. And so if you get done at 4 o'clock, you park the machine and go home. And then you move the next day. So it is a challenge, but it's the cards we're dealt.
And as you said, it's a matter of keeping good neighbors. When you, there must be more farmers in your situation now that are, no matter how big the municipal area is, that more farmers are becoming, well, just in close proximity to higher populations.
Yes, I have. I farm by several subdivisions, and there is an elementary school, so you have to, when you're spreading fertilizer or herbicides, you have to be mindful of the environmental conditions. So, you know, it probably makes us better farmers by knowing that we have to be mindful of the people around us.
Tell me about your farm and what you grow there.
I'm a third-generation farmer, and we grow corn, wheat, and soybeans. And right now I farm by myself, but I do have a son that's interested, and hopefully in a few years he'll come into the operation.